But overall, I agree with Sean. He creates content on YouTube under Actual Justice Warrior if you want to check out his content. But what he says there is totally true.
Look, I am somebody who's made it abundantly clear where I stand on a bunch of different issues, specifically criminal justice related issues. I am not somebody who oversympathizes with the criminal. I'm not somebody who pretends that the criminal is an Aladdin-like figure that is only committing their vicious and heinous crimes in order to feed their starving families. I'm somebody who's told you repeatedly that crime is not the product of poverty. In fact, oftentimes, crime drives poverty, not the other way around. However, I do not believe that just because you're a criminal, when you're in state's custody, you are to be mistreated, brutalized, abused, or have your organs stolen, which appears to be a phenomenon that is going on in the Alabama state penitentiary system. In fact, there is a federal lawsuit that is seeking to address this because multiple inmates have been returned post-mortem to their family members with missing organs, including missing hearts, or in one particular case, with all of the organs missing. This is not normal. This is not usual. Unfortunately, this story is not getting a great deal of attention, and that's why I want to talk about it today. But before I do, I want to thank everybody who signed up over on actualjusticewarrior.com/join.
Give me the money. Give me the money. Okay.
And remind you, Saturday, April 27th, Austin, Texas, Vulcan Gas Company. I will be at Mines Fest. Link to tickets, top of the description, promo code AGW for 20% off.
Donating your organs to science is a noble thing to do. Do it. Write it on your license. Make sure you do it, right? It's noble, but having your organs taken from you in secret after you die, for reasons unknown, with no apparent authorization, well, that is something that'll get y'all sued. And in Alabama, two separate families say the remains of their loved ones who died in state prisons were literally gutted.
Listen, I want to make this abundantly clear to everybody out there in the audience. If you want to donate your body or donate organs from your body to medical research or to other people, I am a supporter of that. There are a great number of people who die every year from preventable illnesses due to the fact that they are in need of an organ transplant and they just don't seem to get it, which is why on my driver's license, I'm listed as an organ donor. That being said, this is a completely different situation. There are instances in the state of Alabama where people are going to prison, dying under suspicious circumstances, and they are missing their organs that are supposedly taken due to medical research. However, I find this claim to be incredibly suspicious because it's not like the body is returned to members of the family with the note that says, hey, we took the heart, it was donated for medical research. They're only being informed of this after they do their own autopsy and they get their own forensic pathologist to report to them that this or that organ is missing.
Now, according to the court filing, Dotson's body was highly decomposed when it arrived at the funeral home. The family could not have an open casket. Also, the Dotsons had hired a private pathologist to examine their son's body concerned how he died in prison. That pathologist reporting Dotson's heart was missing. The family has no explanation on what happened.
So it seems like they're claiming medical research after the fact, after they get caught. So there's no way for us to know exactly how many bodies have missing organs when they're returned to the family, because a lot of times these people just simply don't have the money to conduct their own autopsy to find out what is missing. And by the way, it's even more gruesome than this, because they're actually not preserving the bodies, which is just disrespectful. I know that these people are criminals, but their families should be able to bury their loved ones, because yes, criminals have loved ones, without you sending them a highly decomposed corpse that you should be taking care of. They're in the care and custody of the state of Alabama, but they just don't give a crap about these people and don't give a crap about their families.
Sure. So Brandon's family learned that his heart was missing because they hired a second pathologist to conduct an autopsy. Alabama's prisons have been in crisis now for years, and they didn't trust the results that were going to come from the Department of Corrections itself. So when they reached into their retirement savings to hire the second pathologist, the pathologist told them that a heart was not in the body. And since then, we've learned that many other families have been impacted as well.
Now, it's important for you to understand that this mistrust of the Alabama prison system is entirely warranted. In fact, during the course of my research in this particular story about the people that are missing hearts, missing organs, and all that, that again, only find out about it after they go into their own retirement savings, like this woman just said, in order to file for an autopsy or pay for an autopsy on their own, there are other cases of suspicious deaths where we have no idea if the organs are missing. And I wanted to give you an example of one that I found to be quite shocking, quite horrifying, because it was reported as an overdose for an inmate that was going to be released the day that he ended up dying. But when the family member showed up, it was clearly and obviously not an overdose.
They were notified last week by the warden at Staten Prison in Elmore County that the 22-year-old was in a hospital for an overdose. But when they rushed to be by his side, they were shocked by his condition.
I went to the hospital and the nurses told me that he was assaulted and beaten really badly. And when I went into the room, he had bruises all down his arm, like down to his fingers. He had bruises over here. He had cuts up and down. He had bruises on his legs, and it was bad.
His father says he had very little brain function left, so they made the difficult decision to take him off life support.
Now, because I actually have a background in criminal justice and I've studied things like corrections, I want to tell you what I think, what I speculate likely happened in this particular case, and what the Alabama State Prison System should have assumed and should have investigated before deeming this to be an overdose. So when a prisoner is on the cusp of being released, unfortunately, other inmates end up typically trying to extort them, because a small conduct infraction when you're on the cusp of getting out on your waning sentence can actually get you landed back in prison, especially if you're approved for parole or something like that. You can get a violation based on conduct, and that would keep you in the prison. So what likely happened in this particular case, where this person appears to be severely beaten, is that other inmates were extorting him. He wasn't able to pay, so they ended up attacking him, or he tried to fight them, or whatever. It doesn't matter. And that's why he was significantly injured. This is one of the reasons why I think prisons need to do a better job when inmates are about to be released. Move them to a different block. We should have a block where people are about to get out of prison as their sentence is expiring, so that way other inmates can't find out about it and they don't become victimized in this phenomenon. Again, I'm all in favor of actually treating the criminal with levels of disdain that make sense based on their actions, but when they serve their time, when they're on the cusp of rejoining society, you can't allow them to be brutalized, because why should we hold a person in prison for just a little bit longer due to the fact that the other thugs and prisoners ended up attacking them? And the way that they treated this family is absolutely disrespectful. It's absolutely horrible.
Now the Williams family is trying to figure out how to bury this young man who was scheduled to be released from prison on the day he died.
I set up a GoFundMe account to get him cremated. It's like $1,000. I was wanting to bury him by my mom, but that's like $7,000, you know. I can't afford that.
His fiance is struggling with knowing their daughter will have no memories of her father.
And when you consider the fact that they wanted to do a proper burial, but they just couldn't afford it because, again, they were expecting their relative to be released the day that he died, not killed, it's just incredibly sad. So considering the Alabama prison system appears to be completely derelict in their duty in investigating the deaths of their own inmates, people who, again, are in the charge of these individuals, it makes sense for them to hire for this second autopsy.
I mean, as you mentioned, this is not the only instance of an inmate being returned without their organs. We know another Alabama family had to bury their father without any of his organs after they were removed in an autopsy. Does the University of Alabama have any right to these organs? Do they need the families to consent?
We do believe that they need the families to consent. And right now they are using the consent of the wardens to take these organs and use them for whatever purpose they see fit. The law is very clear that it requires family consent for the retention of organs. And what we're seeing is these people who are dying in prison custody being treated in a way that no other person in society is being treated. They're being treated less than. And the wardens are giving these permissions that they don't actually have the authority to give.
This is honestly unbelievable. And if you're at the University of Alabama, if you're conducting medical research, What's your code of ethics look like if you're allowing this? I mean, again, even if you bought into this insane idea that the warden supersedes the next of kin and can determine whose organs get donated or maybe even sold to the university, possibly there's a kickback in this situation. We might learn about that from the federal lawsuit. The idea that you wouldn't even tell members of the family that you're doing this, that you just hand them the bodies, which, by the way, again, are not even well preserved. They're in a disgusting, rotted state.
Charles Singleton died back in 2021. He was 74. And when his daughter attempted to plan a funeral, she was told it would be, quote, difficult to prepare his body for viewing, end quote, because of its, quote, noticeable state of decomposition and, quote, advanced skin slippage. That's super revolting.
No respect at all for these individuals. When, if you're doing medical research, you would think that you would be trying to preserve them. To me, it looks like what is actually happening here is they're not doing medical research. These organs are being sold in some way to the transplant market. I know that might sound a little conspiratorial, and they're allowing the bodies to degrade to certain points so that way people don't look too closely at them. And to me, this is just an insane proposition in every way. Obviously, you shouldn't be allowed to do this. And considering we're talking about inmates, typically a poorer population in a poor state like Alabama, there's not a lot of people who are capable of doing the autopsies in order to figure out what is happening to their children or their husbands or their next of kin or their whoever. So this could be a much more prominent situation than we could ever possibly imagine. And again, I look forward to the results of this federal lawsuit. I look forward to seeing the explanation of this. I look forward to actually looking through the emails and the interactions and how this was allowed to come to be, because this is a disaster. And if there is a kickback, I just want you to imagine the negative implications of that. Let's say in some way, shape, or form, the warden is being compensated. Maybe he has a relative at the university or something like that that's being compensated, or whatever. There are certain fees and whatnot that are associated with the organ transfers that's not necessarily buying and or selling the organs. He's in charge of the duty, custody, and care of these particular inmates. But if he's looking at them as sacks of meat with cash in their bodies, do you think he's going to provide the proper medical care if they do get injured? Do you think he is incentivized, or by the way, this is multiple warrants, they are incentivized to care for these inmates and protect these inmates. If, you know, one or two of them die, you end up getting a big payday. This is a terrible scenario. This is one of the craziest things that I've heard. And unfortunately, a lot of the videos that I've seen on social media covering this are not getting any views. They're not generating any attention. And I think a part of that is the fact that the notable victims as of right now happen to be white males. It happens to be prisoners. So there's not really that kind of outrage that there would be if they were taking the organs from black individuals. That would seem like a bridge too far. Alabama stealing the organs from black inmates. But the thing is, there's a definite possibility that this is also happening. There's a definite possibility that this is also occurring. There's a definite possibility that we're just not hearing about those particular cases because, as the attorney said here, this has happened multiple different times.
The Department of Corrections states that autopsies are only performed when an inmate's death is suspicious or unnatural. Does the Dotson family have any clarity over what exactly happened to their son?
We don't have much clarity about anything. There was a hearing that we had to try to determine where is this heart. And I think all of us left that hearing more confused than we were when we went in. The Department of Corrections says we don't perform autopsies, and yet they have an autopsy agreement with the University of Alabama. They say the wardens don't give permission, and yet we have prior autopsies from previous years that show that the warden is the one who gave permission. So we are still very much in the investigative phase. All we know is that University of Alabama is engaged in a practice through the consent of the Department of Corrections to take organs without family permission.
Yeah, there's no way I can tolerate this. This is definitely wrong. This definitely should not be allowed. The idea that all of these people would be able to not only die in the care and custody of the Alabama prison system, but then you don't even give cause of death to the members of the family. And then on top of that, they're missing organs and there's some agreement with the University of Alabama that's being signed off by the warden, but in hearings he's denying that he's signing off on these particular agreements. It's insane. There's definitely something more suspicious going on here, and we need to examine this. And more importantly, for people who actually believe in incapacitation as a strategy to reduce crime, we need to examine this twice as hard, because if you let the left wing jump on this, if you let the abolish prison types jump on this organ theft scandal that is going on in the state of Alabama, what do you think the consequences of that are going to be? The consequences that I want are these inmates to be treated better while they're incarcerated, for you to not allow them to be murdered, for you to not allow them to have this corrupt incentive where potentially the warden is profiting off of their particular deaths and actually give consent before you steal their organs. What a lot of these left-wingers are going to use this as an argument for is completely abolishing prisons, allowing inmates that commit multiple different crimes to run free, pushing restorative justice, which sounds great in theory, but in practice, it's consequence-free justice, and I don't like that. I don't want that to go in this direction, but the fact of the matter is, you have to call out places like Alabama when they're totally out of the bounds of any kind of common sense. The idea that on its own, you don't know cause of death, you're not reporting that accurately to the members of the family, they're in the middle of a lawsuit, and they still aren't answering what cause of death, makes no sense at all, is crazy in every possible way. The idea that when a body happens, which by the way, it's prison, people get killed all the time, people die all the time, there's a lot of sick people, a lot of other issues, suicide, any kind of issues that cause people to die, and you can't even preserve the body, Insane!
You guys are insane. Anyone who thinks this is okay is insane.
No way. Can't have it. Ridiculous. A lot of times, in order to preserve the body, all you have to do is put them in a refrigerated morgue until the family takes custody of it. But then, to compound the issue even further, with this weird thing where the bodies are being returned without even informing members of the family that organs are missing, and you can't even track the organ, because I'm going to be honest with you, I believe that heart is in somebody. They donated that heart to somebody. Which, you know, great for that person, it could save a life, but you have to inform people of that. You have to give consent for that. You cannot incentivize this organ theft operation like they're doing in the state of Alabama. This is beyond the pale. This is gruesome. This is horror movie level stuff, and you can't have it. If you want the system to work as intended, you got to get rid of these people. People have to go to jail over this. If what I believe is possible, remotely, is actually proven to be true in this case, then I want these wardens gone. I want them in the jail cells, and maybe another warden is going to have to decide whether or not they're going to get proper medical care. Maybe another warden is going to have to decide for their family whether or not they're going to preserve their bodies. Maybe another warden is going to have to decide whether or not their organs are ripped from their bodies and possibly sold, possibly donated to transplants, or possibly ending up in some research facility in the University of Alabama. Who the hell knows, because nobody's keeping track of this.
How often do you suspect this might be happening? I mean, do you think there's some families who are receiving their loved one's body back and they are not funding a second autopsy of their own?
Dismembering a corpse and hiding a corpse after dismembering it, not a serious crime.
Absolutely. How many families have thousands of dollars to have a second autopsy? So right now I'm in touch with multiple families. I got a call again this morning from a new family that discovered through their, they were able to hire a second pathologist, and they discovered that all of the organs were missing as well. But in most instances, the family is burying their loved one and they don't know that this is happening.
It's real, guys. It's real.
Look, when I first heard this story, I'm not going to lie to you guys, I thought that this was about the inmates ripping each other's hearts out. But as I looked into it, it seems like we have a rampant organ theft operation in Alabama prisons, and we have no idea what the scale of this problem actually is. But more importantly for that, when we get the scale of that problem, we also have a deaths without actually explaining those deaths situation in Alabama, and we can't have that. If you're in the care and custody of the state, you are subject to public scrutiny. You cannot skirt that. You cannot deny that. You cannot refuse to do autopsies, refuse to share the results, allow bodies to decompose to such a state that other people can't even find the answers to these questions.
But overall, I agree with Sean. He creates content on YouTube under Actual Justice Warrior if you want to check out his content. But what he says there is totally true.
Look, I understand that they're prisoners. And again, I'm somebody who is known for not being sympathetic to the criminals, but these are human beings. These are human beings that are citizens of the United States of America, and they're being treated in ways that we hear rumors about in authoritarian countries. They're being harvested potentially for organs, and we cannot have it. But you know what? Those are just my thoughts. I happen to be 100% right on this issue, but if you disagree, feel free to leave your wrong opinion down in the comments below. Now, as usual, if you like this video, then you can show me by leaving a like, you can subscribe for more content, you can follow me on all my social medias, you also can support me via the support links in the description of this video. This has been me talking about this absolute insanity out of the state of Alabama. Till next time.